So when and why did your family come to Parker?
Well, my dad had been here as a student. Family, my mother's family, at least came to Montana, and sometime in that area, my granddad moved to Parkland also, but my dad came to the faculty member here, he taught commercial subjects. I spent commercial business subjects that he was teaching. In those days, it was PLA, of course, and so it was an academy. Scandinavian countries, in particular. So it was because he was here, that's why the family was in Parkland at that time. Senator PRU.
And what year is it?
Well, this... Exactly. I'm not sure whether it was 1915 or not. I was born in the Dogen in Harstad Hall in 1917.
What? You went to Parkland School?
Yes.
What were your memories?
Parkland School, of course, was not a real large school at that time, but they took care of the whole Parkland community from neighboring around. And of course, I was small, of course, when you start. You don't know. Some of these people came from the up atop the hill over to the east and quite a ways away. But it was a pleasant situation. So the school was right where it is now, although it wasn't large. It's been enlarged since then a couple of times. So,
was that a focus of the families with children in school? Were there any activities that
yes. I don't remember a lot of activities. I don't remember a lot of community activities that I'm talking about. We were over here, of course, and our activities centered around the college, probably. I mean, I remember more things around here. There were some things, but not a great deal. Community things like you might expect, I guess. The community was kind of spread out, and I don't have anything that went on that I didn't know about. But it was definitely a rural community. We were out here. One of the fascinating things of the old time for me was the transportation which we had. One was the streetcar that came all the way out to Spanaway. That was, I still think of that many times. In the summertime, we'd like to go for a swim to Spanaway and go over and get on the streetcar and go right out to Spanaway Park and right down to where the swimming beach was there. I think it was about 5 cents of what it cost. And of course, that's a different era than it is now.
In 15 to come.
What?
In 15 cents.
I think so. In those days, I probably was right. I suppose later on it went up a little bit. I don't remember that. But I had many trips into Tacoma. And before my time, there was, I suppose I can't, maybe you heard about it. There was another little train that came apparently before the time of the streetcar. I was before my time, I don't quite remember, but I heard about it. The streetcar lasted for quite a while before that was changed. So buses were even sure what happened. And it was a method of transportation in a simple way. And people are so close here, you can't even get over on what is C Street, so side of the Parkland School. So, in fact, I peddled papers in the early days. I mean, when I was probably about And the homes were scattered in those days. I'm talking about the earliest of my recollection. There just weren't out to the west out here, for instance. There was a home here and maybe a home there. After you got back here, just a couple blocks wide, there were not many homes. It was prairie, is what it was. Down below the hill where the golf course is, that was Scotch Grove Prairie to be my first recollection. And then some people, partly from the college, partly from the community, put in some tin cans out there in the middle of the prairie and had sort of a makeshift golf course. And then it was about 1930 that a group in the community put in a certain amount of money and the golf course was developed. I think that was probably ready. It was 1930 or right after that, anyway. It was in use. And of course, it was close to the campus, so the PLU golf team, later on in the 30s, the golf team, and we're using the college ones.
What were some other community activities? You say there weren't many, but.
Well, the school, of course, we had, I would mention that in the other. School, I remember from spring activity in particular, they had the spring fair, of course, and possibly were some other things as the year went along. We didn't have a gym at school, you see, so we didn't have as far as basketball games and things like that. We had to borrow PLU's little gym, which was over where the student building is now. And that had a running track around the top of it that the people stood up there, you see. And so we were fortunate to be able to use that to play a few games we played. But as far as having a place to practice like that, we just didn't have it outside. A lot of it was practice outside.
Was your family involved in the church?
Oh, yes. Our church was Trinity Church, except that we were in the chapel, PLU chapel, which was the third of three buildings, as you probably have already heard.
This is what confuses me on the history of the church now.
Well, the chapel was right on this end of Harston Hall, and that's where the library is right now. The old yes, right here. So it was right in this area where the chapel was. Sunday school superintendent part of the time. And so I remember this is our church. Harston, he baptized me. I can't remember. Just the relationship of Harston to our church as far as a pastor. But he was involved in the church, I know that. And then there was a split in the church some way. And so part of the church, the other part, probably was using the main building that was there, that's been torn down, you see, it was a brick building, gray brick building. And then they decided I don't know what came about, but there was some deal, and they went over to the Parkland Lutheran Church over across the highway. And they went down, actually, to Cordy down below the hill. They ended up now at Parkland Lutheran on top of the hill. So then our church was given, or not given, but somehow or other the deal was made. So Trinity then moved from the chapel here across the street. And that's the Trinity that we have over there now.
So they took down the old stone church there and put up Trinity instead.
That's okay. Correct.
So that used to be everyone, but
at the very beginning that's what it was, and then there was
a few people came here.
And then there was a division and some of them were right here. Right?
And so then the people from there went over there.
Right.
And then the people from the chapel.
Some of my friends, I didn't know really in the early days. I didn't know what probably happened then. I know some of the people that were friends of ours, people that went on, they were there, we were over here. But anyway, it all seemed to work out. Because later on, we know nothing to do with money. But at the time, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what the thing was. But I read a little bit about it in Dr. Norton's history. I've read a little bit about that, you know, and I was interested about Duke Harston and then told about some of these
she was in the Norwegian people that went over there.
That's right.
And she said that it was really hard, that, you know, there were some hurt feelings that were, you know, then when they split the cemetery.
Oh, yes. Well, we're in Trinity, so we're right next to each other. We're just a fence in between. So some people, in fact, one of my friends the other day was over, and he said, "Why don't we have a gate in between there where we can drive through?" He said, "I've got somebody over there, and I've got somebody over here where I can summon both sides, you know." And he has to drive around because all of the mounts do it. So it's, you know, maybe around the night. See, but we have a gate there. There's a gate you walk through. Big deal. People over here now, this church, I've been over there. The funerals are the many things that's part of the church. I have no feeling. I never did have because I didn't know what that was about.
Right. And at the time, what did most people do for a living?
The people, of course, that I knew, because I was over here and I was small and I was around here, many of them, of course, were here. I suppose a few people went into Tacoma. A few people went down, and I know someone who went downtown. He worked at the bank, for instance, downtown. So a number, and we had the streetcar, so it was easy transportation going there if you want to drive. So a number of people worked in Tacoma. But in those days, close by, there weren't that many people, and right in the area. Now, as time went on, more and more came, of course. And there were some that had businesses, little businesses right here in Park, and of course, there was two or three stores. A store down below the hill, grocery store, and service station as cars came, anything that people had businesses here. Of course, it's more and more people came, more and more went to Tacoma to work also. There was, at that time, even the early days, as far as I remember, there were plenty of things going on in Tacoma. Tacoma was not just a tiny place, it was pretty decided, really. In my early days, we didn't have a theater here in the early days, but there were theaters downtown, and so I remember going on the streetcar. My mother say in an afternoon, sometime evening, my uncle say afternoon, I suppose, but occasion, not very often maybe, but it was a big time for me to kind of see some good movie that happened to be along. That was a good time. I guess that was a big time for us in those days, right. Do something like that.
Yeah, so what were the best things about learning to talk about?
Well, the best thing for me was PLC, as I knew it. That's what it was when I was here, PLC. We had basketball games in the early days, PLC. In the wintertime, we'd have a triple header. We'd start with what we called the midgets. They were just a little bit smaller, not midget people, but they were midgets, younger ones. And they had a men's game, say at, we'll say 6 o'clock. Hour later, the girls played their game, and then the varsity played their game, let's say, at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So this was about being a Friday or Saturday night. It was a big occasion for me because I like sports. Mm-hmm. Of course, then we played real early days, but they played their football right out here in what we call the Parkland Pebbles. That's what our football field is known. And that wasn't far to the right out here between, let's say, the neighborhood of the front of East Old Chapel. That's where it went. It went all the way to the trees down on this end of the campus here. That's where the football field was. Baseball field also. It's amazing. It's probably the best good baseball games also. That was a big time for me. And the others too, I remember. Once in a great while, there'd be a game over here in the afternoon. I was at school over there. I remember a couple times trying to get an excuse to get out of school, get over here, but I don't think it worked every time.
So how did Parkland change, say, in the 40s, 50s, 60s?
the change would have come with just more and more people coming in, homes being built. It's just a completely different picture from what it was in my early days here. You get homes the way we did, streets had to be improved, sidewalks in a lot of places. Traffic became more of a problem. There were more businesses of one kind or another, not big businesses. We just didn't have large businesses. PLU even today is probably one of the largest out here in the county, you know, largest business really. So, and then of course, Civic Avenue has really developed over like it does when it's people come. It's developed all the way out with businesses. The highway can't really take care of itself now. We've got to the point now where something needed question has been going on where the road's going to go. Civic Avenue is going to take care of Meridian out to the south of Puyallup. It's heavily congested many times a day. Talked about having one out here, just say Golden Gibbon. I remember hearing that. We surveyed where they might put a road through that would take the traffic from Tacoma south to help with the pressure that's on here, because there are times when this is a tough situation for people going home and so on. But the Parkland area that we have had, we don't have it now. We had a called community club connected with the school. And that has not been a big factor much of the time. If it was one period when a particular person was the kind of a leader and he had our gym over there, and that was when I was teaching in Parkland. I spent my time at the Parkland school. And the community club was a factor. The place was filled up. There were a few things of interest, community interest, that caused this and brought people in, of course. But we haven't had a lot of community organization, business club, Kiwanis club, things like that. But that's not involving a lot of people.
Was this that the community club was?
I would guess it was in the late 40s, mid 40s to the mid 50s, probably, is when it probably, because one of the things, as I recall, resulted was tennis courts and War Memorial over to Parkland School. Hmm. And that came sometime after 45, I suppose, you know, in the 45 to 55 period, yes. And as time went on, we had some interesting things that I've told about it. The other connected with our spring fair at the Parkland School, because I went there and I taught there and I spent a lot of time over there. And that was something that a lot of people came to the school and was the center. Besides PTA meetings, you know, we didn't have too many other functions of that kind.
What have been recent developments in the last 10, 15, 20 years that have led to what is happening today?
Well, McCord Field, of course, and that is just the last 10 or 15, that moved back away, but McCord Field is bound to have been a factor on the development of other larger businesses in the Tacoma area that have brought people to this area. And, you know, when you get to a certain point, they're looking for homes, and they're looking building, and they look in the direction of where there's land available. So it's moved this way and Rivers School District. And we had a time when the baby boom war years, you know, and so forth. It was quite a boost in enrollment at our school, Parkland School. We had classes over here on the church right next to us, next to the school over there. We had classes there. We had classes over here at Trinity. And this is because of the numbers of students. Well, then that tapered off a while back. The last few years now, they've gotten by pretty much in their, the schools have in the classrooms that they had. So we haven't had any actual instruction for a period of time. This matters.
So today, what are the good things you see in Parkland?
Well, the good things that I see in Parkland, partly PLU. I'm a PLU person. Someone else won't look at it this way necessarily, but some people I voted because PLU is kind of the center. Attraction, maybe think that too much credit or something is given to PLU, but this is one of the things that kind of has kept me here all the years. My church over here, Trinity, which is my home church, and Pacific Lutheran University, and PLU, no matter what is said, PLU has a lot of people here. Big family and faculty and staff, bound to be a factor in the total community. The school system, the Franklin Parish School District, is a good school district. And two high schools. And you did have two junior highs that changed that to middle school. Covered quite an area. I'm convinced it's helped some people decide maybe to come here. I've heard people look around and see where they want their kids to go to school, this type of thing, you know, and maybe PLU, people who had kids who were going to college, lived in the area, you know, be a possibility. And out here, I don't know, we do still get the odor from Tacoma once in a while. But nevertheless, one thing that to me is great. Nice trees, and fresh air most of the time, and so on. And the beauty of the mountain. My relatives used to come over from Seattle to visit on Sunday and visit my granddad and grandparents and our family. And when it was this is going back a ways, I'm getting sidetracked now. We'd go out on the prairie here. They'd love to go out here on the prairie, just to the west, and pick violets. The violets were beautiful all over the prairie. And they'd pick and tie with a string, tie a little bouquet, take them home and put them in the water. I know. Things like this, you know, that has changed. I mean, generally speaking, that's the thing of the past. I threw that in now. I mean,
I've heard more about those violets. That must have been really.
We're wild strawberries out in the prairie too, but not as plentiful as the violets. Oh, we used to go. Another thing that we used to do. This grew up here.
Oh no! Great. Go ahead.
One of the things that I remember. Howie was a fixture here for a long time, registrar's office and so on. And his wife went with us one time, and we went out to what is called Mill Pond. That's this side of Spanaway Lake. Mm-hmm. And it's this side of the military road. There's Mill Pond in there. And it was all a forest area in there, being the Mill Pond was a pond that was right in the middle of it. The water came to Spanaway and ran into that lake. So it was in that area where lilies and deer tongues. Lilies and deer tongues. Lilies are white, you know, they're white flowers. And in the springtime, why they grew in abundance. And deer tongues, which is another flower you don't hear too much about.
No.
They were a little more delicate than the lily. And we'd go out there and pick big bouquets of those flowers and have a big occasion going out there and walking around and picking flowers. Oh, they're still in certain places you can go out and find these flowers. I know not only just exactly where now, but it's no deal, there's no problem.
Right.
And as I've already mentioned, no pond is an interesting place to go. We don't have many times to go swim. It's not just a pond, it's deep enough out there so you could, kids could have a big time with it and a little diving board there. And it's not related to something bigger. And I haven't mentioned a trip to the mountain, of course. That was a big occasion. Someone was here to visit and had been here probably, but that would be one of the number of places, number one places that we would go would be up to the mountain. People would see the mountain, but just we would just go up ourselves to it. Go ahead, maybe go for a walk up there, you know, and walk up into the snow in the summer. A lot of people from this area, people that I knew, became involved in hiking up there and climbing. A couple of fellows that I had at the park in school were, and of course over here too, were involved in that wood climbing top of the mountain. I never did go up there. With the mountaineer and climbing available, I naturally would have took advantage of that. And then the other thing, along that line, an activity would be our Puget Sound, which I shouldn't forget about. It would have been a drawing card made down here in Tacoma. It used to be to go out there, go fishing, and I heard of some of our people before I was to that stage. I guess some of them would go home in the afternoon from work, maybe work downtown. And down the point, go out fishing, catch two or three salmon out there, you know, in the afternoon. Not that fun. Well, people go and catch fish, but I mean,
it's rough fishing.
And maybe in a rowboat also, go out down there and just rent a boat and go out in a rowboat. That's the way most of them went at that time. In fact, I've done that a few times myself. Some years back. But there were fish. Many fish. It's just kind of too bad that things have changed, so we don't have that abundance of fishing.
Yeah, so there's still fishing down. When you get them, they have tumors, so.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm kind of, if I go to the fish market now, I kind of ask where the fish came from.
Right.
The other thing would be another thing that I've forgotten about. In the early days when I was small, one or two vacations especially, we went out. We didn't go on that many because we didn't have that much money.
Right.
And but a couple of times we went. One was over to Spring Beach, I remember, and I was just a little fellow. I forget how old, maybe five or four or five. Over to Spring Beach, which is across from the point. It's on Vashon Island. Over to Spring Beach, and there were some cabins there, and you'd stay over there for a week or so, you know. That was a treat in those days. So, and then Fox Island, we went a few times, we went to Fox Island because that's close. And you stayed over there for a few days also. There are things around here, that's one thing about it. There were things that you could sound would have been an attraction because of the mountain, the water.
Do you think those things attract people to Parkland now?
Oh, I've heard, I think so. Or to the community of East Parkland, as I suppose you can't say well, Parkland or Tacoma, but people who've been here, you know, in the service, in the Air Force and so on, for many different reasons, they've come to this area. They've been in the service when they retired. I've heard of many of them that have settled in the Puget Sound area. I'm sure that water is one of the attractions of the Puget Sound.
So, what, you know, different key here, what are the bad things you see in parking lot?
Well, I think one of the things, is getting to be in the traffic. I really think that main roads you see, we don't, are City Avenue, which is the main, so they're so congested that it's getting that way, and undoubtedly it'll get more and more because there are getting to be more and more people out to the south and to the east. And until something's done, it's just going to get. And of course, this type of thing is true, I don't care where you go, in here, Tacoma or Seattle or wherever it is you're going to face this. But this is one of the things that I suppose is real important. You should be thinking about that. I know some of you are thinking about it. I personally would have to say air pollution is another thing that we need to think about because there are a lot of people. Cost of electricity and everything else. A lot of people are burning wood. Mm-hmm. Me, I have a problem with allergies, so it's going to become a problem for me. You can't even open your window sometimes to get some fresh air because the smoke outside is bad. Probably you won't even notice it, you know, here on campus very often because you don't have homes very close around you. You know, so I'm talking about in residential areas, and the state is concerned about this. So that's a factor. Parkland itself, I think it's a pretty good place. Yeah, I think pretty good area.
Do you see any way it could be improved?
Well, I guess the thing. No, well, that's been talked about for a long time, and of course the disadvantages of it probably have been over the years. You're in charge of your own roads, you're not getting help from the county, and you're in charge of so many different things. Tacoma wanted to have us come in, I know they would have, I'm sure at one point they would have taken us in like nothing, but there would have been opposition to that. I suppose it's because we're out of the ways and figured we had a good thing out here. Probably would have been opposition to incorporated.
I'm
sure there is a problem with this type of thing. I'm sure there is a problem with this. The county faces this all over, however, and it's something that has to be looked at. I'm sure this is something that is very important to continuing to make parts of it, keeping it in a good place. So I'm sure this needs some constant looking at what we do, but we are under the county, we're under the county government, therefore we have to rely on that. Of course, if they're going to expand, they're going to save money on taxes and what it takes. And this is one of the things that we have a lot of retired people in the community who have been it's a factor too. But this would be one of the things. I guess it doesn't matter where you are in this day and age.
sense of community in Parkland?
Well, as far as organizations go and this type of thing, I suppose I would say we could have something more. A number of things could be developed, and you don't have the local government. You don't have the local government really to initiate some of this. And so I suppose these are things that could maybe strengthen Parkland, although to me it isn't too bad. It isn't too bad the way it is anyway. I think we have a good water bench, and people have churches if they're interested. There are things available in different communities where people can become involved if they're interested. That's what would probably be missing from a little incorporated town. This is what I would see where we have some towns that are incorporated. And whether they're any more satisfied where they are, some of the little towns aren't far away that we can mention whether they're any more satisfied because they have an incorporated town.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. What do you see the future?
In the center of Parkland, I don't see that we don't have a lot of room for expansion, or I don't see at the moment, I don't see any big business coming in. I don't see where that would happen. I don't see in the immediate Parkland area, but there are places out around where this could happen. We're kind of a small community outside of a larger city, like you find in many places where we're sort of just a rural part of the county. And unless something happened to bring in some central organization, somebody was really going to do this, unless we found some business, or could be some business, come in for some reason, some area, something that might change it, but outside of the parts we've mentioned already, which cause a lot of people to be employed here, probably just more people maybe are going into Tacoma for their work. You've got this kind of a thing where we're not a real big business community. More residential and this kind of thing is what it's been. So this is hard to say what comes in the way of change. Proud is working on the development and cleaning up and developing the main area park. That's tremendous. I think that's needed for sure. I don't know if that's going to bring any big business. However, it might end up causing some business to come into the area. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, whatever type of stores or whatever aren't here. Might happen at a mall here someday. A lot of malls not far away, so I don't know if that's going to happen.
Do you have children?
Two boys. One of them one lives in the general area, the other one lives in North Dakota.
And how did they choose to live there or not?
Here?
Or go away?
Well, the oldest boy went, was a graduate of BLU, and he had an assistantship at the University of North Dakota, and then that meeting ended up getting the medical school back there, and he's a doctor back there, married a North Dakota girl, and so some people said he's not going to stay back there, is he? That's where his business is, his work is, and so I have an idea of what he's saying there. My people came from that general area. My grandparents came from that North Dakota, Minnesota area. So. But we still think. No, I think we said most of it.
Okay. Thank you very much.